בן סמן סמך דלת, דין התויה בקרישמה ובוי דלת סעיפן. קורו למפריה לא יוצא. That means, if he said, first he said a later posik, and then he came back and said a previous posik, so he's not yoytze. We'll see it says, v'hoyu ha-dvorim ha-eile, so it seems the words should be said the way they are written in the Torah, the psukim should be said the way they are written in the Torah. So therefore you cannot be magdim a later posik before a previous posik. So this aloche is ma'akev in the psukim of the parshis. Avol im higdim parsha lechavoto. But what is if he said one parsha, which is later in the chumash, he said it before the other parsha. Af al pi she'ein rashoi, chatchile, he's not permitted to do that. He should learn the parshis kesidrom yotzo lefi she'eino smucha lo b'teira, since it's not samuch in the teira, so the posik v'hoyu hadvorim eila kav yosom does not go on the seder haparshis. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Lo yotzo shenema v'hoyu hadvorim eila bav yoson yuhu. So it seems v'hoyu hadvorim ha'ile, which is in Parshas v'ahavto, is also going on v'hoyu im shamoya. Also it should be that the Bahav Yosin knew that the psukim should be said kesidron. V'ahav, so it's going on these two Parshas. So these two Parshas, we know the halacha, that the psukim have to be said kesidron. Va'af parshas vayoymer. Now, parshas vayoymer is not included in v'hoyu advar me'ilo. It's in Bamidbar, Nishalach. So why by vayoymer, the Allah is also the one who has to say the psukim kesidron. Kshetiknu rabbonon la'omro. This is a takana de rabbonon to say this parsha mishum mitzvas zechiras yitzias mitzrayim. That means meiker adin. There's a mitzvah lamantizker shem tzeisra miyaretz mitzrayim kol yemei chayecho. There's a mitzvah of zechiras yitzias mitzrayim, but not necessarily one has to say the parsha of krishme vayomer in order to be zeicha yitzias mitzrayim. You'll say the Birchas Krishma afterwards, V'yatzev V'nochein, you'll say Ezras, so with that alone we're Mekayim, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Al Koponim, the Rabbonon Bo Mesakim, that we should say the Parsha of Vayomer, in order, since in that Parsha there's a Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, so this is a Takone, the Rabbonon, to say this Parsha also, in order to be Mekayim with this parsha Yetzias, Yetzias Mitzrayim. So since the Chachomim were Mesakim, that we should say this parsha, so therefore we are Mechuyim to say three parshas, so they said this parsha should have the same halachas that the first two parshas have, that the psukim should be said in their order properly. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Apsukim, the psukim have to be in order. V'choshkein im sireis es ha-tevis. If the words of the psukim were not in order, it's zicha no good. She'ein esmucha, but the parshiyas are not ma'akiv if he said, let's say, v'hoye im shemoye before shema. But Salaima Shaina Ella Takonas Chachomen Shaheim Sidrum Kach. The woman said that the parsha should be said one after the other. Kamesha Omru Loma Kodmo Shmala Bohim Shemoyak, Deshikabo El Malchishamayim Tchila. ach kach kabolol vel mitzvos, but eishes the whole seder of the amire is a takana de rabbonon. So they said b'diavad, if he said the second parsha before the first parsha, he's yoytze. The Bir Halacha, let's say, brings down, this could, let's say a person says, Vahoyim, he said, Shema, Vahavto, then he's Mila Vahoyim, Shemoya, and all of a sudden he reminded himself that he's learning Krishna, which could be very Shriach, that means, but this was thinking about 20 other things, then in the middle of the Parsha Shniya, he reminds himself that he's saying Krishna. He said the words, but he was thinking about other things. So let's say in the middle of Vahoya Im Shemaya, he thought, oh, I was thinking about something else. So now there's a problem. So Shema Yisrael, we learned yesterday, the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, one has to think, oh, that's Zicha. Bishas, he's saying the words of Shema Yisrael, he has to think of what he's saying. And if he was thinking of something else during the whole Kriya, and now in the middle of Ahoyim Shemayi, he chaps himself, so now he wasn't Yoytze, the post-Krishin of Shema. So what should he do then? So, L'chayre, he should finish Ahoyim Shemayi, Tuva Yoyma, so he chaps the Rhein, this parsha. Then he has to say Shema, but if he can't say Shema alone, because Shema you have to say together V'ahavta, it's one parsha. So he said V'ahavta before, and now he's saying Shema. So the Seder should be, if such a scenario occurs, that he's in the middle of Ayim Shema, he reminds himself that he wasn't Mechaven by Shema Yisrael, so he should finish V'ahoyim Shema, till V'ayimel, then he should go back and be Mechaven Shema Yisrael and V'ahavta, and then she go back to Vayomer, and that's all. So then Al Kaponim, he made it to the Evid. Siv Beis, Koro Parsha V'Torbo. He learned the Parsha, and then he skipped the word, he skipped the Posik. So then he went further. Im Yoideya Heichantor, if he knows where he made the toys, that means he skipped a pasuk, let's say, kegoyin. Shekoro kulo, he learned the whole parsha, el shedilek pasuk echot b'emtza, he skipped one pasuk, now he's further. So he can't say now that pasuk, was it shaloi kesidro. Is chayza l'roish oisei ha-pasuk, so he goes back to that pasuk he skips. He skipped v'goymer ha-parsha, and then he continues from where he, because it has to be kesidron. So he'll, the pasuk he skipped will go back to that pasuk, and then he'll continue. V'im eino yoideya heichon to, but what is, he doesn't know clearly which pasuk he skipped in this parsha. Chayzer l'reisha parsha. So then he has to go back to the beginning of the parsha and say the whole parsha kiseida. Zok t'mishnah bru v'toe bo. So here it says that when he goes back to the pasuk he had skipped, that stavke v'toe bo, he made a mistake. It was done unintentionally. Kosav aprichodosh, davke to. The Lashon of the Machaba is bedavke. He made a mistake and he skipped a posik. Avol behizit. But what if bedavke, he didn't want to say this posik and he skipped it? Uve miskavin, and he had kavanah to skip it. Then later he was mischaret and he wants to go back. Chayzer l'roish, then he has to start from the beginning. He says this eitzah of continuing from the middle was only said if it was done unintentionally. K'maylin yintzua l'kamam b'simikuf yedalet. Amogin avrom l'kam b'simikuf dalet sivkot nvol. Mistapik b'zeh ayin shom. Und bei Simen Samacha ist Barda, was so bei Mishnabure, der Ezer Hashem ist Bach. So then we'll speak about the Din of Hizid. Posik Echot. So Al Kaponim, we have here a Kule, that if he skips a Posik, he goes back to that Posik and continues. What is the din v'im dileg teva achas? What is if he skips a word? So now we have a machlekes. Yesh aimrim shebezed dai sheyatza leisei teva. That means he should go back to that word. He told that word he had said. Now he wants to continue, so let him continue from that word. That means like it's part of a chelik of a pasuk, but it's a new inyan. So now we'll start this new inyan in the middle of the pasuk. Kegoyin. Shedileg mi pasuk vishinantam, tevis vidibarto. So vishinantam levanecho dibarto. So now he can go back to the word that he Shinantam levonecho is one thing. V'dibarta bom is the second thing. So v'dibarta is skipped. So he doesn't have to go back to v'shinantam. He'll go back to v'dibarta, which is a new inyan. Shinantam levonecho is teaching to the Talmidim. And now v'dibarta bom is a new chiyuv. So he'll go back to v'dibarta. That is Now, this is Ayesh Aymrim, Alavush, the case of Mishteh, that you can go back to the middle of a pasuk also. Avo b'sefer le'irabe chia mikamo rishonim tzorech la'arze lo'oilom l'roish oisei ha'pasuk to the beginning of the pasuk. V'goymer ha'parshe, and he ends the parshe. That means he skips a pasuk, so he starts from that pasuk and he ends the parsha. If he will only say that pasuk, so it comes out the kriya was not in order. That means first he said the later pasukim and then he ended up with the previous pasuk. So that's not good. Va'afilu im le'nizkar shedilik ha'posik mi'parsha rishoyna ad achar sha'omer gam parsha shachar. That means he's up to the second parsha. And then he reminded himself that he skipped posik in the first parsha. V'loch yidab na'shem ha'min adilu gasef ha'parsha rishoyna to say the parsha is Ha'im Yaakov. That is what we had said before. That means if he didn't say Shema B'Kavona or he skipped over a pasuk in the first parsha, let him finish the second parsha, and then we'll go back to the first parsha. Now, let us see further the Mechaber. V'im eino yoideya eichon to. He knows he skipped something, but he doesn't know exactly what he had said and what he had skipped is Chayzer L'Rosh HaParsha. Dr. Mishnah Berurah, Machma Sofik. He doesn't know, so where should he start from? Afilu Hoyezeh BeParsha Shni, he was the second Parsha, Pilamando MeParsha Shni Derabonim. So he doesn't know, it's only a Sofik Derabonim. The Kimin the Osuk BeKriyishma, you're saying Krishma now, Tzorich, I'm in the middle of learning the parasha, Tzorich l'sakim, so you have to say it properly. V'imho yizeh b'parasha rishoyne. Now, what if this he's in the parasha rishoyne, he doesn't know what he had skipped? Tali b'zeh. Im tzorich l'sha'omar shma b'kavon, in remembers he said shma b'kavon, v'gam baruch shem k'vay l'chus alay l'boi. And in Vahavto, in that parasha, he doesn't remember which pasuk he skipped. But he remembers he said, Shema B'Kavod, is Chayza V'Yahavto. The Vahavto, so go back to Vahavto. He doesn't know if he skipped Vahavto, he skipped Vishinanto. He doesn't know where he skipped, so he goes back to the beginning. V'im Hoyo Zeh, Vim einoi zoicha shom ashma bekavon. This is what we have mentioned before. But what if he doesn't remember if he said shma bekavon or not? He doesn't remember. Is then belapachi choyse l'roish. So then he has to go back to Shema Yisrael because this is a suffix deraisa. The first pasuk is zicha deraisa. He doesn't, and you're only yoitza if you're mechaven, if you're mechaven the translation of the pasuk. So, and he doesn't know if he was mechaven or not, choyse l'roish. Then he starts from Shema Yisrael again. Ki kivin. Since he did not say the first pasuk with kavona, so it's like he b'chal didn't say the pasuk. From a mele, so chlikris kosu aparshu shiyakri lamafreyu. So if he, so then he has to learn, so if he's mistupik, that he learned b'kavona shema Yisrael. So he has to learn over shema Yisrael. And he can't stop with that because Shema Yisrael has to be before V'ahavta. The Volonia say Shema Yisrael comes out that it's after V'ahavta. So it's not Kesidra. But we can know B'lachas. But it's the second time around she say it B'lachas because since he said it once already, so there's an issue to repeat Shema Shema Shtei Pamim. So even though he wasn't Yaitza the first time, about Kabbalah, we should say it quietly, Ayamti Ma'at, he should wait a little, and then it's not considered Shema Shema. Shlo Yiro Kekeire Shema Shema. Siv Gimel. To Bein Parsha Le Parsha. He made a mistake. He does not know which Parsha he's up to. Shu Yedeya Shesiya in Parsha. He knows he ended the parsha. Ve'ena yedeya im rishoina im shnia. He doesn't know. He ended one parsha, but he doesn't know which parsha that was. Was that the first parsha or the second parsha? If it's the second parsha, he's up to v'yoma. If it's the first parsha, he's up to v'yom shemaya. Choyza le parsha rishoina v'yaschil. So we assume he only ended the first parsha, but and he starts Vahoya im Shamaya. That means he was Mesubik. Did he end Vahoya im Shamaya? Did he end, or did he only ended Vahavta? He doesn't know, so he goes back to Vahoya im Shamaya. Ve'ena Yedeya, Vomairi, he knows he learned the parsha. Did he learn two parshias or not? That he can't remember. Umayri she'ena yizreche klal shum teiva she'omar miparsha shnir. He can't remember any word that he had mentioned from the parsha shnir, because if he remembers a word from the parsha shnir and now he knows he ended the parsha, v'koch he said the parsha shnir. He doesn't remember anything. V'gam mayri she'dayin le'hizchol teivas v'yoyma. He didn't start saying v'yoyma. Which parsha did he end? And now he finds himself in the middle of a yoma. Talina the mistalmama gan parsha shnir. Kepi el galim. He's up to a yoma now. So somebody had said parsha shnir. Siv dalit. Hoya oimeid be uchsavtom. Now he said uchsavtom al mezuzois. And all of a sudden he starts thinking, where am I up to? Chsavta ma mezuzis, the first parsha, the second parsha. He's up to chsavta. Ve'eino yeideya im be'uchsavtam she'beparsha rishoyna. Im be'uchsavtam be'parsha shniya. He doesn't know. So, misofik, choyza uchsavtam she'berishoyna. So, Misavik, he assumes he's up to Uchsavtom of the first parsha. Then he continues. Bahani milish lehiskel aman yilbo yemechem. But if he's after Uchsavtom, now he's aman yilbo yemechem. So if he's up to aman yilbo yemechem, so Mestam, he was up to the second Uchsavtom. Avalim hischelam an yirbu yemeichem et zorech lachzer besiche nokit v'ozul Nakedvasim is Tame, he's saying the way his Regilis is, the way he normally says Tame Tame, he finished the second Parshin, he's now up to Vayoyma. Zot the Mishnah Baruch received test, I made the Uchsavtom. He's up to Uchsavtom, and he doesn't remember, is this Uchsavtom by the first Parsha of Ahavto, or is this the Uchsavtom by the second Parsha? Fine. V'hodoloi Omar be Ukshartom. Why didn't he say the suffix was he's up to Ukshartom? And the suffix is he by the first Parsha or by the second Parsha? Why did he say Davke Uchsavtom? Mishum deyesh Efrish. That means by Ukshartom, he'll know where he's up to. Why? To Ukshartom Horishain, who becometh Ukshartom Liyos Al Yedecha. Shuloshin Yochit. Vashaini, in the second parasha, Ukshartom Oisom, so who besegel Shuloshin Rabim. So that's why if he said Ukshartom, from what he said, you can figure out where he's up to. He said Ukshartom, he's in the first parsha. He said Ukshartem, he's in the second parsha. So that's why he didn't want to speak about the suffix was nailed by Ukshartom, because he can figure it out where he's up to. Ukshartom al mezuzos beisecho vishorecho, which both parshiyos end with Ukshartom. So here we could have a suffix, Ukshartom, then all of a sudden, he starts thinking, where am I up to? So then it checks such a suffix, so we say, L'chumre, he goes back, he assumes he's by the first parsha. That's one talent. V'tas kosav oita, something very interesting. She'ein derech lit ois be'emtso. That means like this. If he's up to Ukshartom, he's up to, let's say the Taz asks Akasha like this. This Taz is Ukshartom, here's Ukshartem. So Mamela, that's why, if you know what you said, so you'll know where you're up to. But if he is mesupik, b'lechtecho v'aderech, he's saying b'lechtecho v'aderech, v'ibarta bom b'shivtcho b'v'isecho b'lechtecho v'aderech. Now, that's b'lechtecho v'aderech. That's in the first parsha. In the second parsha, you also have b'lechtecho v'aderech. V'imata ma'isim z'adab, b'lechtecho v'aderech. Now, he's b'lechtecho v'aderech. Now he starts thinking, where am I up to? Am I up to the first parsha, the second parsha? This kasha that Taz asks, the Mechaber says the suffix is by Uchsavtom al mezuzah yispeisecho vishrech. The last posik he had a suffix. So then he doesn't know the last posik of the first parsha, the last posik of the second parsha. So that's the case, I have a suffix. He tells you what to do. So there's a kasha. Why didn't he say he was a mesupik of Kshartom? He says Kshartom, there's no suffix. You'll know where you are. So he says, but why did he say about the last pasuk? Say he's a mesupik of Lechtech of Aderech. He's a Lechtech of Aderech. Lechtech of Aderech. Now where am I up to? Lechtech of Aderech. Am I up to the first pasuk, the second pasuk? Why did he speak about Uchsavtom? So it's a very interesting task. So the task says as follows. The task of Oita, Shein Derech Lintois Be'emtso, the Yochel Lahagish Lefi Hazman Shehischel Likois. That means the Uvelechtach of a Derech of the first Parsha, is he just started, Asish Bachalabovacho, Shinam Tovnech, Dibarta Bom, Beshivtach, Beveisech, this is still, he just started the parsha. So he should think. So it takes time. So he should have a suffix. I'm a b'lechtecho v'aderech of the second parsha. Please. Mishmeine, taking all speed into consideration, but how did it get up to the second parsha? Then there wouldn't be a suffix. Because of Elektach of Aderech, by the first parsha, is pretty in the middle of the parsha. So it's not the Sabbath to say, I'll have a suffix. Maybe I'm the end of the second parsha. Please, how long was I saying Krishna already? So that suffix is not Mustafa. I'm at the end of a parsha. So then the Tasha, by end already, I said a little bit of it, I'm at the end of the parsha. There's someone could have a suffix. Maybe I'm the end of the second parsha. But he says, but if you're in the middle of the first parsha, you'll never be a suffix by the end of the second parsha. That's such a suffix won't be. If you're by the end of the first parsha, you finished already, then already there could be such a suffix. That's what the Taz says. The Taz kasavoytam shein derech litois ben tzor, the yuchel lahalgish lefi azman shizke litois. How long am I saying the parsha? So my mail of the belechtach of Aderech by the first parshas, I'm still in the beginning of the first parshas, so they never have a suffix. Maybe I'm the end of the second parsha. But I'm at the end of the parsha. Sheyesh kan kas man oruch. Everybody, he's been laying the parsha. Shapa yuchal lepomim litais to shemasiim a parsha shniyim. Now, what does it say further? Now it says, "Panimul ishlo hischol aman yil biyemeichem." Avol hischol aman yil biyemeichem in tzorich lagzed the sichur. But if he's in the middle of yil biyemeichem, so he knows clearly that he is up to the second uksavta. In Israel, let's alone even the topically achakach. Pen omer leman yilbo achach savtom shebe parsha rishayne. He says leman yilbo. So lahochi ain't zorich lachzer the mistoma omer kefi yehergo leman yilbo achach savtom shebe shniya. Umikosh ken imotza atmai b'teiva acheres b'emtza parsha. If a person finds himself a different word in the middle of the parsha, she chazoke shama kol ma shelamayla miza. So I can assume that whatever till here I said already, ledilik posikay teva. Ein tzorich lazer. But he said the man yibu mistame. He finished the second parsha. So this is very interesting. Kol zek shekayre b'yochid. A person is laying alone. Now he said, Laman Yilbo. Then he started thinking, Oyvei, where am I up to? So you can assume, by said Laman Yilbo, Mestame, the automatic kriya of my mouth was, I said, Laman Yilbo, after the second pause. Avol umhu kairei im hatzibo. But what if he is laying together with hatzibo? V'royem, שהשליח ציבו עומד באוכסבתום שבפרשה ראשונה איסו מחמד. Now he's like this. Usually he goes the same pace with the shots. There's other people who don't go, but he goes the same pace with the shots. And now, so, and he says, Laman Yirbu. They started Krishna together. He's up to Laman Yirbu, and the shots is up to the first uchsavtom with the parsha ראשונה. So now we have here, and he's in a fog. He doesn't know what he said, what he didn't say. We have here two factors to guide us. That what he said, Laman Yirbu, how do you say Laman Yirbu? His mouth was automatically saying, the parasha says, he's up to Laman Yirbu. He said already the second parasha. But this Amod Memaisa, the shots, usually he's together with the shots, and the shots is up the first uchsavto. So we have here two stiridika hechoches. So then he's supposed to be chayish that maybe Taka he made a mistake, and because from the shots which they normally he's together with the Shas, and the Shas is the first Tachsavta. So therefore, Mistama, he may, that we said, Laman Yirbu is also a mistake. Avumu Kairayim Atzibo. The Raya Shashlir Tzibo, Oime Tachsavta, Mishabapar Shalishay Neisamachloy. So then, even though he said, Laman Yirbu, he shouldn't rely on that, and he should go back to Pursuk Savtam. Yasalur Savtam Sheberishayne. The Muchacha Milsa Shetor, here we see he made a mistake. I see from the shots, and this is, it seems is a bigger Heichoche. The Chain Leidach Kisim, Oymed the Uch Savtam, the Posek Geshulchan Och, the Chayzach Savtam Arishim, he doesn't know. Im Reue Shashlir Tzibu Vatzibu Oindem Uch Savtam Shabishni Hoi Samach Loi Mufonu Vayachub Yem Gam Ken Ache Kach Haposik Laman Yirbu Tam Estomo Hu Kore Gam Ken Ashni Yekamoisim. That means this is a bigger Hoichoche Bein Lechumcha Bein Lekule. If normally he keeps his pace the way the Tzibu and the Shat says, so then we can figure out from them where he's up to. The Glaim Ledovarika. Yeah. Vidin im Shina Beiza Brocha Mikrima Shetovu Lachachonim. So we'll see this later. And let's just start Sif Samachai. Kro. Yes. That's right. If a person has the tamayil of looking into a siddur, 100%. Kra sirugim. A person learned the parsha not consecutively. That means he learned, then he stopped, then he learned, then he continued to learn. He's learning. That means, but it's not straight. There's hefsekes in between. Kro sirugim. Da'ayno shehischel likrois vehefsek. And then he stopped. Bein bishesike, he was quiet, but he stopped. Bein bedibo, he spoke out in the middle, which was not allowed to do. Bechaza ugmocha. And then he ended it. So that means he was in the middle of the parsha. V'hoyim shemoya tishmu, and then he stopped for some reason. And then the 10 minutes later it continues. Afilu shor kedei ligmoir eskulo. That means the hefsik man that he stopped was longer than it takes to learn the whole Krishna, and we'll see the Zman to say the Krishna is dependent on each person with how he says the Krishna. So that means as follows. A person, normally it takes him 5 minutes to say Krishna, and now he stopped 6 minutes. So there was a space in between the Krishna that this space is longer than it takes him to say the whole Krishna. Yotza. So the Machaber paskins that even though there was a space, it does not in any way affect his kiyum of Krishna. And he's Yotza. The dinus, he is Yotza. Let us just see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Bein bedibur, that means bein bedibur, afilu, he spoke out, which Yizicha was not allowed to speak out. Afilu himsoch b'meizit, that means b'ayim shemay tishmu, and then all of a sudden he started speaking to a whole bunch of people. And then he spoke 6 minutes. After osa isa bozeh, he did it in isa, after pikein, ein Tzorich lachzer rak lemokim sheposak. That means he said a drosha for 6 minutes, and then he just continues from where he left off. Fafilu kshepasak be'emtze brocha. Now it's called the Bichas Krishma. We'll have the same thing. He's in the middle of Bichas Krishma, v'ineinu b'seira secho. And then the, we'll talk about this man of Bichas Krishma. V'hu adin kshesach be'emtze halal. He's in the middle of halal. Umegillah, in the middle of Megillah, ubichas hamozaim, ishar brocha arucha. So the din is, he did something wrong, he wasn't allowed to speak, but this span of time, and he was speaking this time, that separates from what he said before to what he's continuing to say, doesn't, you can connect the later Amira to the previous Amira, even though in the middle there was a hefsek. But he says, V'davke k'shu oimram ba'atzmai. That what we say, that even he was talking, he can continue, that's davke if he was saying by himself. So we say the Amira is not a hefsek. Dim shemeya me'acher shemeitzioi, but if a person is being yoytzer, let's say, by the Birchas Krishma, or according to other shitas, afilah by Krishma alone, you can be yoytzer al Shemeya Kohine, v'hu soch bein time. He wasn't saying. They were might see him. And in the middle, he was speaking. Is memeila einay Shemeya. When he's talking, he doesn't hear. So how could he be yaitze with that, what Yenna person was mighty him, he didn't hear what Yenna said. There are halachas if he, by Krishna he had to say every word, so if he didn't say every word, so he didn't hear what Yenna said, if Yenna was mighty him, by the Birchas Krishna, there's the Ike Broche, there's halachim of the Broche. I remember someone once asked me that the Reuven was mighty, the Bnei Bayis with Abdullah, and he said, "Baruch Hashem, I'm out of the Kaddish Lachil," and then all of a sudden the telephone rang, so he had picked up the telephone. So then he asked him something, so he started answering him a little bit in the middle of the bracha, and then he hung up. Then he said, "Baruch Hashem, I'm out of the Kaddish Lachil." So upon him, he heard the beginning of the bracha, he heard the end of the bracha. But in the middle, he was speaking. So then, the only way he was yoytzer is al shemeya kaine. So if he was speaking, then there's no din of shemeya kaine because you have to focus to hear what the other person is saying. That is b'yibur yimishem l'hom b'chalach min kamei einshem. B'ayim b'yilocha shekasavnu the b'kri yishma, even though the mechabel says you don't have to repeated, Nochin Shiyaza Pasha Soida Pam, Shisoch Bemazit, Yeshoimim, the Tzorek Lakzalurich.